Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And then Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local. We say encore instead of repeat because encore is French, and we're trying to class up the show, and I think it's working. I actually think it's working. So we do the encore presentations Thursday and Fridays on Big Willie 105.5. However, slightly different time, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Eastern. Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, the live show, which today is Tuesday, therefore I am alive, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Thursdays and Fridays, the encore show, which is 8 a.m., which is 6, Jesus, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Eastern time. So have I thoroughly confused you yet? I know I've thoroughly confused me. Have I also done it to you? All right. Here's the bottom line. Every weekday morning, listen to Big Willie 105.5. You can't go wrong. How about that? Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, please. Please sit down. Sit down. I did not deserve a standing O for that. Please sit. Oh, you sat down. All right. Fine. Next. Somalia, as my sources tell me, is a country that is on a continent that begins with the letter A. I forget which one now. So it's either Asia, Africa, Antarctica, or Australia, I think. In any event, it's apparently pretty big. And they have a lot of really sketchy people who live there. And under the uniparty guidance, Democrats and establishment Republicans, they had a bright idea. Let's bring over hundreds of thousands of Somalis from this third world crap hole in one of these continents and put them in Minnesota, and we'll concentrate them in an area where we can win elections and have some Somali piece of crap in the Congress, and then help have control of a lot of the state of Minnesota. There was some church group that was involved in this that was, you know, doing this pipeline thing for Somalia. And that's how we had that woman, that Ilia Omar, whatever, the one who hates America, God, who married her brother to come here. And of course, Pam Bondi is so utterly useless, does nothing about any of this. Anyway, long story short, the corruption in Minnesota, you might be wondering, well, Dimitri, you're not in Minnesota. We're not in Minnesota. Why are you talking about Minnesota and Somalia, which is a country that you don't even know what continent it's on? Fair question. There's a local angle here that no one in the media is telling you about, but I will, because I'm all you've got. That's why you got to download the River Network app and click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri, because nobody else is going to tell you this. Anyway, back to Minnesota just for a bit. So the Somalis there are so corrupt. They come from a third world crap hole. No rules, corruption everywhere. Now they're doing the same thing in Minnesota. There is such fraud going on in Minnesota now with the Somalis that the conservative estimates regarding the amount of fraud is in the $1 billion range with a B. A lot of other estimates say that it is multiples of $1 billion. I mean, it's really big. It's really bad. And a lot of these politicians are now caught up in this thing, including Tampon Tim, the governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz, and Ellison, I think is his name, the attorney general, real piece of work, this guy. Oh, don't get me started. It's really, 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 really bad. Already a number of people were arrested and convicted for fraud, more coming. The Somalis that they just shipped in from this third world crap hole, and they're just doing what they've always done because they're Somalis. Okay. Illegals, starting with that woman in Congress, that Omar woman, always wears that turban thing. Have you ever seen her without the turban, by the way? With the turban, she actually looks pretty good. And don't underestimate her. She's very smart. I do. Look, you don't have to like someone to respect their skills. And she is very smart. And she is very articulate. I mean, says things that, you know, would appall Americans. But don't underestimate her intelligence. And do not underestimate her guile and her ability to speak. She is actually quite good with all of this stuff. I actually saw her without her turban once. With her turban, she actually looks pretty good. Without her turban, she looks about as bad as me. I know. It's really bad. All right. So, enough with Minnesota. It's terrible. Everything. Okay, fine. Guess which state, after Minnesota, Minnesota's number one with the most Somalis. Guess which state is number two when it comes to Somali infestation with illegals. Take a guess. I'll give you a hint. It's not West Virginia. Here in the upper Ohio Valley, that's a big clue. Yeah. Ohio. Ohio has the second most number of Somalis. According to ChatGPT, estimated population of Somalis in Minnesota of roughly 100,000. Ohio is number two. Estimated population anywhere from 25,000 to 40,000, most of them right around Columbus. Gee, there's a shocker. I can very easily make the case that Ohio has a Somali problem. Because if they're doing this in Minnesota, why would they not be doing it here in Ohio? And Ohio has this useless governor, Mutilation Mike DeWine. Mutilation Mike. The reason that we all call him mutant, when I say we, everybody here at Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local, which includes, me. The reason I call him Mutilation Mike is because this rhino, this Republican in name only, this establishment Republican, you look at him and you think, oh, he looks like a bitter, crusty old son of a bitch, and so he's going to be a real hardcore Trump guy. No. He's establishment Republican all the way. He is a rhino. Anyway, so this rhino loved the idea of mutilating our children with a transgender agenda. Sterilizing them and mutilating them forever. Because with these transgender agenda operations, and done a lot of times in children's hospitals to their everlasting shame, when you do this to kids, it's permanent. This is permanent sterilization, permanent mutilation. The kind of stuff that Mengele did with the Nazis. That is not an exaggeration, by the way. So Mutilation Mike DeWine, this useless rhino, also, now you might be thinking to yourself, okay, why are you talking about him? Because you're talking about Somalis, you're talking about Minnesota, him, you're all over the place, Dimitri. But there's going to be a harmonic convergence of all of these talking points into one glorious overarching picture that I'm painting for you verbally because I am a professional broadcaster. This is what I do. It's a gift. It's a gift. I don't like to brag about it, but it's just a gift. And I make people happy as I give them information. You're welcome. Shut up. Mutilation Mike DeWine also has done his part to destroy America. He has been at the center of this controversy, shipping in Haitians into Springfield. Because Mutilation Mike DeWine has this thing with Haiti. There's some sort of family connection with Haiti. Now, Haiti is the Western Hemisphere's butthole. That it is a horrible, horrible, horrible place. No one disputes this. And I actually can't believe I'm saying this, but I actually feel terrible for so many of the people in Haiti, especially the young girls. It just, you cannot imagine how horrible that place is. The only thing Haiti ever got right in its history, literally in its history, was the slave revolt. The slaves in Haiti actually had a revolt and they won. They kicked out the French, and that was the last good thing that ever happened in Haiti. The slaves actually won. Spartacus couldn't win, but the Haitian slaves actually won. They did. But that was it. It's a horrible, horrible, horrible place. Mike DeWine's got this thing for Haiti. I don't know what, some kind of family connection, whatever. And again, that's fine too, if he just stays in Haiti. But no, he and his fellow rhinos thought it would be a great idea to import all these Haitians into Springfield. And if you remember the most recent presidential election, that was actually a big issue about what was going on in Springfield, the new Haiti. A lot of the Haitians, again, because they're, you know, coming from some third world cesspool, one of the worst in the world, by the way, were eating people's pets and eating the waterfowl, the ducks and the geese around the parks there. Trump actually addressed this during one of the debates with, or I guess the debate, with Kamala Harris. So you've got Mutilation Mike DeWine, Governor, hold on a second, Johnny O has just come back in.
Are you celebrating Weary Willie Day?
Weary Willie Day?
You don't know who Weary Willie was?
Have a seat. Come in. Hold on. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to break format here. Mr. Johnny O is back here again. Hold on.
That's why I have the number one show in the valley.
Say it again.
That's why I have the number one show in the valley.
Yeah, number one show in the valley. That's actually on his business card.
Homework.
That's actually on his, hold on a second. I got to get this thing to center you. Are you okay there? Does that look right?
Yeah, I've been drinking milk.
All right, good. So what are you going on now here? What is this latest?
Weary Willie Day. You don't know that?
No, what the hell are you talking about?
You don't remember Emmett Kelly?
Emmett Kelly.
The clown?
The clown. Clown. Yes.
Yes, it's his birthday, so it's Weary Willie Day.
You interrupted my monologue about the governor of Ohio, about the Haitians, about Somalia. Oh, you might not know this.
I love his studio with a beautiful sunrise coming up there.
Oh, it's terrible for the guests. Seriously. No, it is because
don't
it burns
the
their retinas.
Crying.
It actually burns their retinas. We need some kind of...
I thought you did that.
No, I'm glad that they never wash the windows here, because that actually... you think I'm joking. I'm not joking.
That's not on my to-do list.
The light from the sunlight here in the morning, if I have guessed, like right now, you're almost there. You're almost blinded, not quite.
I am quite.
The light actually can burn their retinas. I never tell them that when I invite them into the studio.
Yeah.
And I just hope for a cloudy day.
Okay.
So it's not working too well today. But in any event, so.
Weary Willie, look it up on your, that's your homework.
Stay close to the microphone.
Weary Willie Day.
Boy, the difference, just when you move up a little bit, the difference is amazing.
Hello.
It's amazing. It really is. You might not know this. Okay, Minnesota has the most Somalis and all the problems with Somalia.
Yeah.
Which state's number two with Somalis?
Ohio.
Oh, you were listening. Yes.
No, I know.
Oh, you did know this.
I saw the woman on talked about that. There was a episode on one of the newscasts I seen.
Yeah.
Where they were talking about the fraud going on in Columbus up there with the housing.
Oh, it's terrible.
And everything.
Oh, it's absolutely terrible. Yeah. No, I'm just telling the listeners about this now. So we got about a minute. Is there anything else you want
to
add
now
that you broke
broke
format and ruined
the
whole
radio
vibe?
Come on, that's old school radio.
Oh,
you know?
Man.
Breaking news into the studio here.
and we light the copy on fire as
that's
the guy's
right,
trying
you
to
do.
Read it.
That's, it's on fire, yes. Man. You have to do that. But it's Weary Willie Day. Come on, you're on Big Willie.
Well, yeah, but I did
that.
This is an old
Ohio Valley.
This is an old reference. It's like, oh, it's happy birthday today to whoever is 150 years old. I remember him from last week or whatever. No, but this is old stuff. This is the kind of stuff you do over there with the birthdays about, oh, she's 85. Remember when she had breasts, or this, that, or the other?
Holy cow. And, Emmett Kelly has been dead now for, what, 1,000 years? Hey, let's come in. Hey, let's come in and get an older demo for Dimitri.
I grew up with Bozo the Clown. Bozo was on my
Next
TV.
Time you come in, let's talk about silent film stars. That'll be great for my listeners.
You know what they need to get back to, too, with Christmas? What? We were talking earlier.
Quickly,
the local TV station, the one of Chris, like when Pat Gaughan did Santa Claus.
Oh, yeah, in Pittsburgh, there. We had Mr. Jingle? No, just a Kringle? Jingle? Yeah. Something like
Remember
that.
Brownie
yeah.
Was on
yeah,
there.
Yeah,
Brownie
yeah.
Mikey
yeah.
Was on there with him. And yeah, I get up every morning to watch it to see if he read my letter, yes. And he never did.
Yes, I love those shows. Yeah. I did. All right, 10 seconds. So, all right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Well, that was another 20 seconds. We'll never get back.
Hey, I'm trying to fill up your show.
Get out of here! Get out of here! Madonna's ending!